Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Still to come on today's show, the news with Courtney at 7:30 and at 8, they said it. A quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And at 8:20 on today's show, Mike Milbury on the Boston Bruins. Real quick with my lead, because I'm curious if this is even possible. I ran into City Councilor Michael Flaherty, member of the Boston City Council, yesterday at Fenway Park and the home opener. And he informed me, Curtis, that the City Council here in the city of Boston is debating banning the use of fossil fuels when it comes to construction in the city of Boston. And so I was thinking about that. Now, I'm not what you would call a handyman.
Mm-hmm.
I generally don't. The DIY projects are not my thing.
You're a small handyman.
I generally, when faced with trying to do one of those types of things, I hire somebody.
Yep. Right, like the meatballs.
It's not my thing.
I'm with you on that.
Working with my hands. They're too small. Right. So I don't know the business. But can one build a, 50, 60 floor skyscraper, 20, 25 floor skyscraper using just electric, like an electric crane? Mm-hmm. Or are the major crane companies in the city of Boston, do they actually have electric cranes, or would they have to, when the ban happens, would they have to go out and buy all new electric cranes? Are a lot of them utilizing electric dump trucks, or how does that work?
The cost for them to supply all the mm-hmm. construction workers with electric dump trucks or all the other equipment needed would be billions.
Well,
it would be billions.
But think about how much the globe will be in climate control.
So I have so many questions regarding this, but the first one would be, is this a sixth grade social studies class or the Boston City Council?
I think it's the Boston City Council.
Because when you're in middle school, these ideas sound great. Kids should have big dreams of changing the world and making it more habitable for other generations. But first of all, do these city councilors that are proposing this ban on fossil fuels have a ban on them themselves in their daily life? Because let's start at home. How do you heat your home? What do you drive to work? Do you take public transportation? Do you go to Florida on vacation on an airplane? We literally should put a sign on the Tobin that says closed for business. Go somewhere else. Yeah. Head to Worcester. Why do we think it's a smart thing to make it so onerous to do any business or any development in the city of Boston? We're sitting in a building that we have sold as a company for a lot of money because the people that bought it can't rebuild it because there's a ban on all new projects in the entire city of Boston. We were going to move to Dedham. Uh-huh. Greg wasn't happy about it, so he called the city council. He said, make a ban now. And so we're stuck in Brighton. But this is real life consequence.
Yeah. Well, imagine building a company like a construction company for the last 25 years.
Okay.
Buying, somehow getting the money together, getting loans, whatever it is, to buy all of the equipment.
All the backhoes.
All that stuff that you need.
Yep.
And then suddenly you can't use a fossil fuel
right
in the execution of trying to build a building. I mean, it seems absolutely.
Gotta see if you can convert them to EV. So, maybe you can convert the dump truck to an EV. That kind of thing.
I remember when I was little, I asked my dad if we could make our driveway just beds so we could like have a big like party with my friends and jump around. That sounds like something the city council now would bring up. Like let's remake our sidewalks into pudding.
Yeah.
I should become a politician. It seems like it's the easiest job ever.
Can you imagine a like a big bricklayer riding his bicycle to the job site right. with all the bricks on the back?
Oh, yeah.
Is that how that's going to happen?
Just go, this is how, I bet it was like that, 200 years ago, right? 300 years ago. Yeah. Now how they build all the pyramids mm-hmm. and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Go back to giant wooden wheels?
I mean... It's very, very odd,
huh?
But that's what currently the city council here in Boston is apparently debating. And they almost voted on it this week, but the vote has now been moved to next week.
Wow.
So you could, as soon as next week, if you work in the trades, you could learn that you have to do it without fossil fuel. This is Paul. Hello, Paul.
Hey, Greg.
Yeah.
What's going on? Listen, I have an answer to the electric crane problem.
Yes.
All we have to do is take a tip from Fred Flintstone in the rock quarry and use giant brontosauruses.
Right. I mean, yeah. Dinosaurs would help.
And I think he had the first sustainable vehicle because he used his feet to power it, right. If I remember
correctly.
That's
correct, mm-hmm. Yes.
And we can use dinosaur poop for energy.
Yes.
How do I become a politician? How do I make $300,000 a year and just throw out the dumbest ideas ever?
I think you just
because I feel
office.
Like I have a lot of dumb ideas that might work.
I think you do. Yeah.
Right. I feel like I have a lot. Yeah. Like strip clubs, you know, every half a mile.
Yeah.
For morale, men and women. I think men and women strip clubs. I think women need them too. But every half, like we have liquor stores, mm-hmm. you know, and now all these cannabis weed places are popping up.
Isn't in Boston there's only one street where strip clubs are allowed?
Well, that's a combat zone, but they've kind of changed that.
Oh, okay.
Fossil fuels.
Curtis, question in the Twitch chat. I don't know the answer to it, but can your meatballs be used as a fossil fuel?
Yes. They okay, sure can.
Okay. All right.
Whatever you need. Okay. They're multidimensional.
All right. You can watch this show on Twitch. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. And this show on Twitch is presented by Kentucky Owl, the Wise Man American Straight Bourbon Whiskey. Coming up, news with Courtney at 7:30, and then they set it at 8 on today's Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.